Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Dallas County Treasurer Mitch Hambleton. Mitch, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So we wanted to talk about something that's been discussed at the Board of Supervisors meetings for the entire year, as far as I can tell, and probably even beyond that, space needs for the Treasurer's Department. Take us a little bit through why this is so important to get resolved.
You bet. First of all, Dallas, I'm sure everyone knows, is the fastest growing county in the state and certainly in the top 20 in the nation. With that growth, our motor vehicle area, as well as driver's license area, are taxed. They're currently in a rather small building, a block and a half west of the courthouse. While I've been treasurer, the area has continued to grow. I've held staffing down as much as possible. We leverage technology. We've got an online president, www.iowatreasurers.org. People can go out and renew their license plates as well as pay property taxes. But in spite of that, you know, we still have a ton of taxpayers that come in for motor vehicle transactions. Our activity, our transactions, our registrations, last year we processed just shy of 120,000 vehicle registrations in the county, and we also processed over 26,000 title transfers or title transactions. Those numbers are up 25% over 5 years ago. I added a new staff member about 3 months ago and working out fantastic, but I've still got a backlog of work, and our duties is to the taxpayers. We're there to serve them and to get their transaction done as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
For sure. Now, to kind of help solve some of these issues, you actually brought in Jerry Purdy with Design Alliance to kind of work through some possible solutions at the courthouse, because that's where the tax department is currently housed, correct?
That's correct. The tax department is on the second floor of the courthouse. On one end and the other end of the courthouse, the recorder's office is. Currently, the building that motor vehicle and driver's license are in, it's the only building that's not owned by the county. The desire is to get out of leased space. It's better for taxpayers. And moving the motor vehicle function to the courthouse allows for more space for the driver's license function. If you've been down to the driver's license area, quite often they spill out and they're sitting on the sidewalk and outside of the building simply because there's not enough space. Getting motor vehicle out of that building and over to the courthouse, as the current proposal is, frees up some additional space to serve the driver's license folks, and then we can put in some decent seating where the public can wait in comfort, I guess. Better situation than what they currently are.
All right. Now, in a perfect world, when would you like to see things moved around and have this all taken care of? And then realistically, what do you think the time
period is? Well, we need it tomorrow, or actually 3 years ago. But realistically, best case, 6 months. The proposal that Mr. Purdy gave us was to move driver's license area to the first floor of the courthouse, move the recorder's office down to the first floor, and then move the tax function of the treasurer's office down to the first floor. Under that scenario, all county offices would be located on the first floor. Court functions then would be on the second through fourth floors. So clerk of court would go up to the second floor. They'd actually build one or two courtrooms where I'm currently housed on the second floor, which really helps meet the court's need for the growing county. As I'd mentioned, we leverage technology to whatever extent possible. People like to do stuff online, and we try to meet that need. But still, there are some transactions that you just need horsepower to get done. And with that horsepower, employees can only process so much in a given time frame, and that just requires more people.
Absolutely. Now, shifting gears here, along with the Department of Motor Vehicles, the driver's license station, people have probably noticed out on the roads there's some new license plates out there. So what can you tell me about these and how people can get them?
You bet. Actually, about a year ago, they had a survey, I think, at the Iowa State Fair on pick a design. and they decided on a design to use. Those plates were started to be issued, I think, back in April. License plates for the public are issued by county treasurers all across the state. The DOT is in charge of some government plates, but county treasurers do all of the rest of the plates. What happens in the rollout with the new plate design is license plates are on a 10-year life cycle. So as plates reach have been out there for 10 years, then they're automatically replaced. Now, if someone says, oh, I got to have that new license plate design on my vehicle, you come into our office, pay us $5, and we'll give you a new plate. There are some specialty plates that are still using the old design, like the Share the Road or the Iowa Cattlemen's. They still have the old design. The rule that the DOT gave us, they ship us new plates with the new design as our existing supplies run out. So some counties may be issuing cattlemen with the new design. We've still got an inventory of them, so you get the old design from us.
All right. Well, one last thing I wanted to ask you about. You were mentioning that there's going to be some new enhanced driver's license. What can you tell me about this?
Well, you know, in this age of identity theft and fake driver's licenses being issued, the DOT really takes all of that stuff very seriously. So the vendor that the DOT works with, they've come up with a design with enhanced security features. Now, at a recent treasurer's meeting, they showed us many of those features, and there's like levels of what you need to know and what they're willing to tell you on what some of those features are. One thing that I thought was pretty cool, currently the license has multiple kind of shadow images of the portrait across it. Another new feature is there's actually micro holes punched through the license. I don't recall if it spells out Iowa. You can actually put a light behind it and see through the license. Some features like that are a little tougher to counterfeit and make it safer for all of us to be out there.
For sure. All right, well, Dallas County Treasurer Mitch Hambleton, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Well, you can look for your property tax statements from us in early August or mid-August at this point. First payment is due by September 30th.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mitch Hambleton. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.